This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. We now know the official cause of death of a Dodger legend. And are you ready to ride in a car without a driver? But first, the Menendez brothers' fight for freedom going to be split between two L.A. County DAs. Emily Valdez reports.
Current DA George Gascon says he supports a new sentencing for the brothers. They were sentenced to life in prison without parole for the 1989 shooting deaths of their parents. He will still be in office for the November 25th hearing. But Nathan Hochman will be the DA for the next hearing.
And the resentencing track has a hearing on December 11th. So the case is still on my docket. You know, at that point, I will need to most likely weigh in on behalf of the district attorney's office, but I'll do so only after conducting a very thorough review of the facts and the law.
And there is a lot to review.
Thousands of pages of confidential prison records, thousands of pages of trial transcript from 2-month-long trials. I'll speak to the prosecutors, law enforcement, defense counsel. I'll speak to the victim family members, review the voluminous exhibits, and only at that point be in a position to not only find, you know, determine what the appropriate position is, but then defend it in court.
Hochman has just 9 days to get all that done. He says he works fast, but if he does need to request an extension, he will. But he indicated he won't drag it out. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
There is a bear in a tree right by a high school in La Crescenta. KCAL News' Desmond Shaw has the latest.
He has poked his head out of the bushes here, or rather out of this tree. Whatever this tree is, the bear definitely enamored with. It must be something delicious because it's been chewing on the branches. It looked like he came down. Actually, I'm saying he, but we don't know that for a fact if it's a he or a she, but was down on the ground at one point and then decided to climb back up here, but really just kind of unconcerned with everything going on all around them. So this bear certainly looks like it's old enough to be on its own, so they may end up coming in and tranquilizing it and taking it back up into the hills. People in the Crescenta Valley obviously very familiar with bears being in the neighborhoods. This one right outside of the high school, but again, the high school, La Crescenta High School, so far unaffected by this hungry juvenile bear.
Officials stress everything is okay. They are monitoring the situation, but they are asking people to avoid the area for the time being. Dodgers legend Fernando Valenzuela died last month at the age of 63, and now the official cause of death has been revealed. He died due to two different types of cirrhosis, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. TMZ got a hold of the official death certificate that also notes a rare brain disorder may have contributed to his death. Man from Glendale allegedly owed a couple in Orange County $80,000, and he is accused of executing them and burning their bodies in the desert. Wong Ting Gong has been charged with murder, kidnapping, arson, first-degree burglary, could face the death penalty. Back in October, family members of the couple got in touch with the Brea Police Department. They were worried they hadn't heard from them. After an investigation, Gong was arrested at LAX. OCDA Todd Spitzer says depravity doesn't adequately describe the callousness involved to kill a human being and then drive around in the victim's own car with the body inside in order to carry out the rest of his plan, which apparently involved robbing the couple's home after he killed them. Students in the LA School District will not be able to use their phones or other devices while on campus beginning in February. Karen Adams reports.
District officials presented the new policy to school board members, and it does have exceptions, including in cases of an emergency. And a school lockdown may not constitute a crisis.
For example, if we have a lockdown, and we have many of these where the school goes on lockdown for literally 10 minutes. The principal says, you know what, the common example, I see a helicopter overhead while I make contact with school police and so on. Let's go on lockdown in abundance of caution. That would not be a situation where we would necessarily hand out phones. On the other hand, you have a protracted lockdown. You're on lockdown for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours because of whatever may be going on. And usually, mercifully, it's outside of the school campus. That would be a situation where we would tell our folks, yes, go ahead and give kids access to their phones.
That's the district's Andres Chait. The ban includes smartphones and earbuds, and each school will be implementing its own plan.
Regardless of whatever mode of implementation the school selects, the minimal expectation is that the device is turned off and stored.
Students can use their phone before, like on a school bus, and after the school day is over.
So-called mansion tax was supposed to help L.A. build affordable housing, but a nonprofit group says it wound up hurting them. Natalie Tavidian reports.
That nonprofit, the Motion Picture and Television Fund, helps find housing for many retired members of the entertainment industry who bring in roughly $2,300 a month. It costs them $3 million a year to house about 75 people. Bob Beecher says their nonprofit owned an 18-acre parcel of land zoned for senior housing. They didn't have the need to develop it, sold it, and then were hit with the mansion tax.
We're not for profit, number one. Number two, we're a not-for-profit that provides affordable housing on our campus, the part of the land that we have developed in the past. The mansion tax is taking money away from an organization that provides affordable housing, which of course is what the mansion tax is meant to support.
The mansion tax, which applies to all properties, not just mansions, was introduced as Measure ULA and passed in 2022. It says if you sell a property for more than $5 million, you'll have to pay a 4% tax on the sale, and anything over $10 million jumps to a 5.5% tax. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Starting today, anybody in L.A. can order a driverless robo-taxi. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
The Trump Transition, the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And breaking news in the past hour on the new government team being picked by the president-elect. Donald Trump announcing on social media he's chosen Elon Musk, along with biotech entrepreneur and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. In addition, Trump selected National Guard veteran Fox News host Peter Hegseth as defense secretary. Joining us now for more on this is Jack Pitney, an expert in presidential politics at Claremont. Jack, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's start with this Department of Government Efficiency, which has the acronym DOGE, which almost seems like a call out to Dogecoin, I think something to do with Bitcoin. And Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, does Donald Trump have the authority to create a new department that works outside of the government to have any say or control over what can be cut from the federal government?
It's not really a department. It takes an act of Congress to create a department like the Department of Homeland Security. What you really have here is an informal study commission. And he does have the authority to do that. But this is not something that's actually going to have any decision making authority within the government.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about getting rid of a lot of government employees that some of Trump supporters feel are, you know, the deep state. And then we're going to replace them with people who are going to be more loyal to what Trump wants to get done. Do we see mass layoffs of government workers coming?
That may happen, but not as a result of this initiative. That's going to be, again, an act of Congress to change the appropriations and authorizations for government agencies. Trump says he's going to do that. However, once he finds out that every department has a constituency and those constituencies will push back hard with her members of Congress. Perhaps the layoffs aren't going to be as extensive as Trump hopes.
And let's talk about Fox News personality Peter Hegseth. He did serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's going to be picked to lead the Pentagon. What do you make of that choice?
Yeah, he does have military experience, but he doesn't have the kind of qualifications that we've seen in secretaries of defense in the past, people who have been important officials in the government or corporate executives. And so it appears that Trump's enthusiasm for Mr. Hegseth stems from his appearances on Fox News, which perhaps is not the best qualification for one of the most important jobs in the world.
And some of the other choices that Trump has made are coming out of Congress, and there are rumblings of some pushback from congressional Republicans that it's going to make Mike Johnson's job in the House a little bit harder if he doesn't have a bigger margin to get things through. What do you make of that?
Yeah, there are one member from Florida, another member, Elise Stefanik, from upstate New York. They represent Republican districts, and in special elections, they almost certainly will be replaced by other Republicans, but that's going to take some time. So there'll be a gap of several months where these seats will be vacant. And if you have very close margins and close votes in the House, that's going to create some problems. And that's why the House Republican leadership isn't particularly happy about that.
And do you expect any more shocking but not surprising appointments that he's going to tap for nominees for these cabinet positions?
Well, there are rumors about attorney general. That's crucial because Trump has talked about retribution against his political enemies. So watch the appointment of an attorney general. Would it be somebody who's more traditional or somebody who is very willing to do Trump's bidding? That perhaps would be the most consequential of all his choices.
And most likely not going to be Bill Barr.
No, they had an unhappy ending. Bill Barr would actually bide, but Barr said some things that are critical of Trump. So that's that means his name is out of contention.
All right. Jack Pitney, expert in presidential politics at Claremont. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
L.A. now the largest city where anybody can order a driverless robo-taxi. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5, but first...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you've probably seen them, those white, high-tech looking cars, all the spinning gizmos on them. And if you look inside, you will not see a driver. And it's technology. It's not weird or magic. They are driverless robo-taxis from Waymo. And they are now available to everybody in L.A. who wants to use them in an 80-square-mile coverage area. Now, before today, only people who were on a wait list could order a Waymo. That wait list grew past 300,000 people. Dev Nogg is a tech expert. He runs QueryPal, a support automation company that uses artificial intelligence. Nogg tells us he has ridden in Waymo taxis in San Francisco.
It's pretty surreal the first time. I think after a while, it's like being in a self-driving Tesla for the first time. It's like kind of unusual, and then you get used to it, and then you kind of expect it, and you're surprised when you get into an Uber or a Lyft that has a person. You're like, oh, yeah, there's a whole different system that happened before Waymo came along.
Anang says it's a safe ride, even though nobody's behind the wheel.
First time, you're like not really sure what to expect. But as you kind of like, you know, get to the experience, it goes slower. It tends to kind of stop, you know, much more gently than a typical taxi driver. And so it gives that impression of like, you know, very, very kind of safety focused kind of like algorithms. And if you look at the data, you know, the crash rates for Waymos are somewhere between 25% and 50% of human crash rates on the same streets. You know, there's very, very like rich data on this nowadays. This obviously is not on freeways, but at least on surface streets where they tend to operate right now, they're actually better than humans on safety.
And he says AI technology is getting better in cars.
I think we're finding new ways to use it that we didn't understand before. So we had like this idea like at the beginning that maybe, you know, the best way to like, you know, build a self-driving car is kind of mimicking how humans drive, you know, with eyes that look at the road and kind of make sense of the world and then try to like drive around it. But there's actually a lot of things that machines can do that we don't do. Like they can use, you know, radar and LiDAR and a bunch of other things like, you know, GPS and maps that humans don't have access to in the same way. And so it's actually not just like, you know, trying to mimic what we do, but doing things quite differently and often better, you know, in a lot of cases. And we're at the beginning of this like kind of like exponential curve up. It's still like, you know, improving all the time. Like, you know, Waymo today is better than it was a year ago. It'll be even better in 2025 and so forth. And there's a bunch of other companies too that are trying to get into the game as well of robo-taxis.
And he says what happens in the near future is going to be interesting.
What's amazing is like, you know, LA obviously is the car culture center of the world. I'm really curious to see how this can affect the car culture like in 5 or 10 years. Are, you know, kids going to stop wanting to have kind of their own rides and stuff? I guess we'll see.
To order a Waymo, you have to download the app. Waymo operates from Santa Monica to downtown LA, including Hollywood, West Hollywood, parts of Beverly Hills, and Culver City. 520, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
Apple will launch an AI-powered, voice-activated, wall-mounted smart home device that can control appliances, video conference using Apple FaceTime, play news, music, display photos, and more. It should be unveiled this coming March. Toolmaker Stanley Black & Decker considering raising prices now to offset President-elect Trump's campaign promises to raise tariffs on imported goods. The company, which also makes DeWalt and Craftsman tools, says the extra levies could hurt its profits by about $200 million every year. On Wall Street, after a four-day post-election rally, traders took a step back today, awaiting a key inflation report that's out tomorrow. The Dow lost 382 points, 0.9% lower. The Nasdaq and the S&P down just 17 points each. And Netflix says it now has 70 million viewers watching its shows with ads every month. That's double what it was 6 months ago. And half of all new subscribers opt for the cheaper ad-supported tier. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, November 12th, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.